Hello, and welcome back to what is a short episode of the David Watson podcast. I managed to grab another 30 minutes with Howard, who was on a couple of weeks ago and found love with tarot cards. And today, he let me into a little secret about where he believes Taylor Swift is going to be. Stay tuned. As always, Howard has an infectious energy. Hello, welcome back, and thank you very much for having the patience and joining me again. How are you?
Good, how are you? Thanks for having me on your show.
No, it's good to see you again, and I'm glad we were able to rebook this. So, in answer to your previous question, there's one of the reasons that I probably do interviews a little bit differently is because when they send me press releases and stuff like that, I read them and then ignore a lot of the questions. Because I want to know who you are. I know you have a book to promote, but I want people to, so often, and it's a personal thing, where people read, that there's two types of people that read books. One are people who just love reading, and there's certain types of books they like to read. And then there's people that me that tend to buy books based on what they know about the person. So I read books from all different genres, all different types of books, largely based on what sort of mood I'm in or who that person is. But I'm also just, I want to know who you are. I just love having conversations with people. So that's why when I have people on the podcast, they're like, oh, it's not the sort of interview that I was expecting. And it's actually because I love having people on as guests, and I can think I'm very lucky to have people come on, and I want to have a conversation with you. So I'm not that fussed about questions.
Yeah, great. I'm so glad that you brought this up. I view this as a co-creation. Yeah. And not only you and me, because I am suddenly found out the ability to be co-create with whoever interact with me, and I always confound the tarot reading to reflect our conversation or intention we are going, which I view that as invisible hand.
Do you remember when you and I first ever met via Zoom, via this link? You made a reference to the fact we were both wearing the same color jumper.
Right.
And then when we missed each other the other day, I met referenced the fact that I'd wore the jumper again so that we would be in line. So, yeah, right. So when you mentioned the jumper and stuff, and we then kind of created this, like, what it's like a friendship. It's like if you and I were ever lucky enough to meet in real life, we would already be smiling when we saw each other because there was already a connection. And it's just based on two people talking.
There's a reason for that. When I said I'm divinely guided, people don't understand. It's probably that this guy is like, don't know what he is talking about. But for our conversation, because I feel like this is my mission, I'm only messenger. I only want to have people to understand where they can get the help from, or the universal energy is there. How do they utilize to have their own benefit? And the tarot reading call in the Taurus reading today or yesterday, there was reading call that your helper is here.
Okay.
So I saw that that reading. I immediately realized, you and I, when we made the talk, there is a reason for that. So for myself, I came to United States from China. I have a 3 master degree. I first got the MBA from the Baruch College, New York, City University of New York. And then I got my software engineer at the Fairfield University at Connecticut. So I kind of was scientifically trained and has been working in the corporate life for 25 years. I'm doing the business intelligence, play the analyst role to crunch the data. I can connect the dot. It's like scientific methodology to connect the data. We have data, we cook, we aggregate it, then we come up with trend and visualization. So that's my expertise. Because of that, that is where I stumbled into this kind of during the pandemic. I happened to click the video and then followed up and then connected that. I feel like there is invisible hand to have this co-creation to come up with some kind of way, a book, to let the world know there is universal energy at here. It's a spiritual discovery. It's a part of human society next evolution. You saw all the alien movies. They communicate not only by verb, but they communicate by their thought. I think there is reason for that. In current in our society, a lot of distrust, a lot of mind control. When you in front of the like tarot reading, the tarot reading can sample the both side of the energy, which become it transparent. When this is I talk about the loved one, true loved one. Almost sometimes I did apply those principles to the like a business deal, like a career path. I'm at the very early stage to starting to doing this. There's more to come. I'll give you a co-creation example for what I'm talk about.
Okay.
Maybe it's end of the interview, and after you ask all your questions, and you can decide if those content are appropriate for your audience.
Oh no, my audience. So one of the things that I never want, how do I describe this? I wanted to do podcasts for a long time and try to do them with other people, to team up with people. And it just never happened. It literally never worked. And then one day I decided, enough's enough. Stop trying to do things with other people. Do it on your own. And the reason that I was always trying to do it with other people is I didn't believe that I was good enough to do it on my own. So I was avoiding it. And it's like, if I do it with somebody else, then it'll be fine because I'm not enough to do it on my own. And I didn't know enough. And I was afraid of asking questions because I'd look stupid. And I realized I was just sitting back in fear, but making very good excuses. So I was just like, right, just go and figure it out. And I was very lucky. I have a friend called Carlton for Brunton Media, and he showed me what I needed to do to set it up on my own. And he was very helpful there. And again, that's that actually kind of weirdly, the universe showing you actually it will work out if you do it because I'd already arranged to have my first podcast and my first guest when I was talking to Carlton about it. And he pointed out that what I was going to do wouldn't work because I didn't have the right technology on my laptop and the right camera. And but he very quickly showed me how to do it and what I needed to download. And it was just like, oh, right. So these things do take care of themselves if you let the universe do it.
Well, today I'm going to show you my practice of how I co-create with universal energy. May I ask you what zodiac sign you are?
What zodiac sign? I'm Libra.
I'm Taurus. In my book, there are few zodiac sign. Mentioned, Libra and Taurus, the main character. Libra is the heroine, and Taurus is a protagonist.
Okay. Oh.
I'm so glad to know your sign. What I try to say is I mentioned in the last interview, I I want to showcase what my book. I feel like very proud of it. Show your example how I do a co-creation. This is very exciting. The reason why I missed the last meeting is not because me. I think this invisible hand mess up with my mind. There is a reason for that because I'm not ready to bring the whole story out. After like few days, I did have a conclusion for this storyline. All right. Do you mind I share my screen?
Oh, please do.
Okay. I need the permission.
How do I do that?
You can find my name, right click, you pass the
Allow
host.
to record, allow.
Yeah, allow the share screen or allow the co-host, something like that.
I'll just make you host if you like. You want to do that?
Oh, sure. Let me see if I can. Thanks.
There we go.
All right. So what I want to do is I mentioned to you I want to read a poem. In my book, the playlist is a wonderful crypto-like baby talking style language, but this starting song playlist is love conquering playlist. Starting song. Let me read the interpretation for those starting song. You understand the power of it. You are my love boy. I'm 25 years old now. I want you to be my lover boy. Yes, I love you deeply. I feel sick since I miss you. I'm still in my innocence year. Yes, I'm still a virgin. Please focus on me. Don't shift your love away. I don't have any relationship with my ex-boyfriends anymore. I'm willing to go with you for a life journey, no matter where you go, in the east or west. Can we? You're not with your true love yet. I am your true love. I fell in love with you. I feel lovesick. I'm conquered by your love. So this is the 13. It's one of my chapters highlight how the heroine express and how the protagonist was actually conquered instead of conquering, but they both feel conquered. So this is the first I want to show you. And the next, I want to show a poem of the a boat. It's a romance book. I'm always thinking like you inject some lighthearted thing to the book in contrast with pandemic time or all those sad news or the heartbroken. So this is the excerpt from the book. The boat of our hearts, floating quietly in middle of Long Island Sound, along with slightly calm wind around, shake gently. The golden sparkles cover it friendly. I see the smile on your face. I see bright light in your eye dance. I see color over your long black silk hair. I see you cuddling up in my armchair. The time is frozen. The space is non-exist with no motion, no grunges, no right or wrong for judge. Just watch a setting sun with afterglow. just observed Jade Rabbit cover over Silver Night Snow. This is how we count the blessing from our Venus goddess. This is how we imprint our sun's reflection on us. This is our vision of the mind. This is our source of life to make us blind. This is our tomorrow's chart. This is both of our heart. I like this light-hearted energy. This book should be easy to read and relax. In fact, in addition to that, there are some jokes and games. I don't want to show it here because that is something like that when you read, you feel the fun. One of the things I wrote in the book is actually have a hint for the next series of my work, if we will say. Let me read the part of it. Remember, Tori and Libby are just,
Taurus and Libra.
are just regular, earthling being. They have this kind of invisible hand event over their real life. So this is a part of the chapter 32. When they lay on the light sky to look at the sky, when they get together, it's easy to find out the Taurus constellation, even in the open area. See, there are three bright stars: Aldebaran, Enash, Aquilon. Aldebaran is the 13th bright star in the sky. It's just 65 year light year away. Tori, I brightened. It came from there. I wish someday I could go there, my home. Tori looked at the sky to imagine what it would look like to arrive at the orange gas star system, the new black cloud photographed by Hubble Space Telescope. Did you come from the A deep brown Enash or Akon system? Maybe further question his joke. Well, my system was destroyed by devil goddess of forecast star system. My folks and the bull gods are evacuated here. Tori talks as if the story he told was real, not from Star Wars. We had been hiding our identity for generations to wait for divine awakening. The awakened prince would need us to go back to restore our kingdom, Tori imagined. Who would be that person? Libby asked. I don't know yet, but there has been folklore in Taurus community. That's why I found you and fell in love with you. Maybe there's a bigger purpose for me, for us. We are in a past life love, right? Tori asked her. Can I go with you for the journey? She asked. You are definitely in the picture. You see similarity? Europa and Zhu in a bull. You and me with the huge age gap. You are destined to wake my power up. Tori looked at the sky. He raised his arm as if he had a sword to point to Ophiuchus star system. So that is a part of ending there. I hope you like it.
Yeah. So, I was going to say, give the listeners an idea of the bigger picture around what you were just talking about, of what you were reading.
Yeah, it is at the end of the book. It's a hint of what the Taurus next journey or even Lake Chenier would be it's my idea to leave the hands over there. Our Lake Serial book would be a science fiction book.
Okay. Well, I've got a different question for you. You were saying you came over from China and you were a data analyst and stuff like that. When you first came over, if you could take that person, the data analyst who'd done all of the degrees, and he could talk to you now about what you're doing now and the books you're writing and the poems and the tarot cards, what would he say to you?
He would say I'm crazy. it's not a traditional career path. I'm still in a good corporate life.
Yeah, for sure.
It's just part our pa my passion, and I feel like the it's a mission for me to compel to tell those wonderful story, especially this book seems to have like a really magic
So
powerful.
hold this thought a second. Hold this thought if you could. So I want you to again to imagine that younger version of yourself, right? Who the one who's about to tell you he thinks you're crazy, but you know him better than he knows himself right now. Because he hasn't done anything that you've done. He hasn't walked that journey. He hasn't had those feelings. He hasn't had his eyes opened or his heart opened in the same way that you have, but it hasn't happened for him yet. But he thinks you're crazy, and you're having a face-to-face conversation with him. Like you're looking in the mirror, but this guy is 20 years younger, so whatever it is. So he's just told you are crazy. What are you going to tell him that he doesn't know about himself yet?
I would always say the to that young child, this look at this world in the fresh eye, open, they be flexible, open to all the opportunity of there. Always go pursue the passion, provided you have to take care of yourself on your regular life, your living, right? And beside that, it's passion driven. It's open to all the possibility. Pursue the anything available. Join your attention, your energy in. So
Right.
that talk to.
So th there's something there. How do you explain to him what you know about the feeling of the energy?
Let me give you an example of what the I think the next thing I want to talk is the we just have a Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if you watch it. It quite a drama. It's
Didn't it finish in the last couple of seconds?
6 second, and it's while tension given because of there is a romance between the Taylor Swift and Travis Casey. Taylor Swift went to watch the Super Bowl. It would be the happy ending for that Super Bowl if Travis Casey's team, Kansas Chiefs, win. But that game from the start to almost the end. The chief has been training for that game. So I watched that game, not the full game. I'm not like the diehard fan of Taylor Swift and Travis Casey's this romance story. But I went to watch and I was so struck to know at the last 6 second, there is a miracle happen. There is a touchdown, which finally hand over victory to Taylor Swift. I ask myself, why my attention goes to there? Because I believe where my attention goes is related with my passion and my mission. I went to check Taylor Swift's zodiac sign, and it was just shocked me. It shocked me. Here's why I'm saying that. Taylor Swift is a Sagittarius. Her birthday is December 13, 1989. So at February 10th, last six, 6 second, it handover, touchdown, handover victory to the Kansas Chiefs. It just happened in to Taylor's Swift fine. It's a miracle. It's a belief. It is happy ending. Now, I went to check the zodiac reading 1 day before. Tarot reader called the Katie Tarot public video title as Sagittarius, a miracle that is perfect for you. It's not what you think. So it's definitely perfect for the Taylor Swift because she was there to watch that the game. It would be huge disappointment for her. But that is a miracle happened for her. So at the 4 minutes, 30 seconds, the quote, a miracle perfect for her, that is flow upon her hair. In my book, there is a the there is a link how their express love is because of the hero's hair. I saw there is something over there, but let's talk about the Taylor Swift zodiac reading the here. At 6 minutes 50 second second, the quote, one chunk now branch into two different things. I immediately realized her music career is at the top, but based on this reading, her next breakthrough would be movie industry, which I related to what I'm in my mind. I think that I recently working on is movie script. If I would say what would be perfect character, to play, I would I always like this is I mentioned this. This Tory is like Forrest Gump, always like take leap of faith. So Tom Hanks would be perfect person to play the protagonist, and Taylor Swift is the would be Libby, which using all the music playlist to express love.
Perfect.
This is a reading of picture of that reading. The car, they talk about the tree growing into two branches. Both branch will have the flow of labor, and but the butterfly would be stable and fly and growing because they have two winged here. So I would safely say we can bet that here Taylor Swift's next breakthrough would be movie industry. That's a story of Taylor Swift. Now, we did not talk on that day. I was so I only I prepared Taylor's that the Sagittarius reading, but I didn't have the check my reading because it has to relate it with my reading, which is I'm Taurus, right? So in February 11th, 2024, the reader Sony A333 Tarot published a video titled Taurus. We cannot pretend this isn't happening. Multiple positive confirmation. At the 4 minutes, 7 seconds, she mentioned, right now, your feeling is so real that the universe has to acknowledge it. It has to validate your feeling. We cannot pretend this isn't happening. Let's go ahead and clarify. Seven of Swords is kind of card five of swords. So again, we are gonna keep going on this thing. This is real. This is happening. So, she showed the cards. So two cards. One is Moon. Moon sign represent Cancer, which is Tom Hanks's card.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks' sign. And this is Temperance. Temperance is the Sagittarius sign. So she mentioned at the 6 minute, 2 second. So we have a nine of one at the bottom deck, right? Behind the five of swords. You're not giving up, but you're always not denying it. It is making things difficult for me because I feel like I don't have communication with those two movie star or music star. I don't know how to do it, but I'm hoping like your listener, for somehow, some way, they would get this message. So, but to further clarify, the Seven of Swords, we got Hierophant, that is you, Taurus, represent the Hierophant. The Moon, which is Cancer, Temperance, which is Sagittarius, and the Ten of Cups. Ten of Cups card is the happiest card in the tarot stack. You could deal with a Sagittarius, maybe a Cancer. I feel like Ten of Cups is the end of all. For the universe, say you are going to be fine. That is again another confirmation. You are going to be end up with in a real good place for yourself. However, we may need to adjust or adapt either timeline or what we are expecting to happen. So, this is my wish. This is my pitch. But when it happened, I don't know. Is it going to happen? This is for sure.
Perfect. And that would be a great way, a great place to stop. Thank you very much.